Good morning, listeners. It's your boy Mason, aka Himalayan Popcorn.
Hey, wait, you just copied me.
Oh, wait, were you gonna do it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't even check the notes. Okay, sorry, let me scratch that. Scratch that. All right. Good morning, listeners. I'm not even gonna edit, I'm just gonna keep that in. It's your boy Mason, aka a spicy jambalaya surprise, aka that's what I ate for dinner tonight.
Hey boy, hey guys, it's your boy Alex. It's your boy Alex, aka Himalayan Popcorn.
Hey, you stole mine.
You stole mine.
Bro, I honestly did not see it on the notes. Anyway, welcome to our 57th episode of
Where's the Action?
We back. Welcome to March, everybody. Yeah, that's right. Whoop it up. Alex, whoop it up. So if you guys hear, there is some thunder and lightning, so you may get some thunderstorm AMSR or ASMR. Yeah, it's thundering outside, but
I see.
March showers bring April flowers, I guess. You also may hear some pussy ASMR because my cat Randy is currently on the bed next to me, kind of chilling. He's being chilling, so you may hear him.
He's being chilling,
yeah. He's such a stately beast. We gave him some call me treats in his food. We kind of roofied him a little bit because he was kind of he was acting up, as the kids say.
Really?
Yeah, he was acting up, acting a fool.
Like, was he just really energetic and playful, or
he was a little too much? Like when we were okay. So last night I was making a burrito, and I had a Ziploc bag full of tomatoes and a Ziploc bag full of lettuce on the counter. Listen, trying to be healthy.
Okay.
And little do I know, but Randy decides to take both bags and with his mouth and hide them under the bed. He brought them all the way to the bedroom from the kitchen and he hid them under the bed. So I find like a bag of tomato and a bag of lettuce under the bed, just being chilling. I'm like,
wow,
bro, what are you doing? He doesn't even like vegetables. So honestly, neither do I.
He's actually taking the vegetables from you.
He's an enabler for my bad behavior.
He's helping you.
I need the veggies. He's taking them away, but anyway, so yeah, you may hear some of that in the background for this episode. But we're back in March. This March episode, Godzilla Minus One. Before we get into the movie, of course, we always got to do our full disclosure segment where we talk about what we've been up to. And I feel like now that we're on a monthly schedule, I feel like we have more things to fully disclose. I don't know about you.
There's a whole lot.
There's just a whole chapter you don't even know about. So I see that there's one on here. Alex, why don't you kick us off with our full disclosure?
All right. This is literally breaking news. As of yesterday, I have booked a plane ticket to Texas.
Let's freaking go.
So this will be my redemption era since I was you know down bad with COVID back in what was it, August?
It was later than that. I thought it was like October, maybe. I can't remember.
No. I think it was August because
we were gonna see a Rangers game.
It was around Labor Day weekend. So
that's right. Okay, so August. So literally almost a full year ago.
Right. So I have officially booked my ticket to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be making my trip over in April. So this is a redemption tour.
He's not going to see me. He's just coming to where I live. He's never going to see me. Yeah.
I am coming to see Randy, actually.
That's right. I'm going to actively avoid him. But yeah, no, very exciting news when I heard that. I think I got the official news yesterday.
So
super stoked about that. Caro, sound editor, also stoked. Randy, I don't know what he's thinking, but he's probably excited. Uncle Alex is coming to town. So
the Meg is also coming as well.
She's the Meg.
She's coming with me. So
Auntie Meg.
Auntie Meg. So
the whole family. All you need is Cashew.
Yeah, we gotta bring Cashew. Well, actually, Cashew hasn't been feeling well this past week, sadly. He had some diarrhea, he had some throw up, you know, he was just, you know, not feeling well this week.
And him both. Mainly the diarrhea.
Oh no.
Tapeworm might be back, but yeah, so we'll rip and rest to Cashew. Sorry about him.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets better by the end of this weekend. If not, we might have to take a special trip to the vet.
If you want to see Cashew get better, Venmo me and Alex some money if you're listening to this. If you can do either one, me or him, I'll make sure he gets it.
Okay.
Yeah, but just send us some money for Cashew.
Yep.
Cashew Relief Fund.
Cashew Relief Fund. You know, Cashew, we're looking out for you. You know, you are a strong warrior and you will overcome this sickness.
That's right.
Hopefully, I think his stomach, it was like my stomach a couple weeks ago where I was like food poisoned by I think it was the Chick-fil-A I had.
Yeah, you were down bad. Like every day I talked to you, I think you were getting worse.
Yeah, so you know, hopefully Cashew does not have any food poisoning, and you know, he comes back to normal. So poor little kitty, he's just a baby.
It's all that Himalayan popcorn you give him.
Oh yeah, speaking of Himalayan popcorn, dude, this snack is so good. Got it from Costco. It was on sale. I think it was $4.99 for this giant bag. And
Dang.
let me just do a quick rundown. Buttery flavor. They only had one flavor. So the packaging says Himalayan gold with buttery flavored coconut oil and Himalayan salt. It's
Himalayan or Himalayan?
oh, Himalayan, sorry.
Don't know if you offended people or what with that, but
So
I'll let it slide.
40 calories per cup, 4 grams of fiber per serving. I would say it's very healthy, and it tastes better than movie theater popcorn, I have to
No
say.
way. No
It's
freaking way. Get out of here with that.
that good. It's that
Okay.
good.
So, what if you're at a Himalayan movie theater?
Then I'll get this.
Interesting. You'll still get that over the Himalayan movie theater popcorn
Yeah, this is
because it could be
crack.
better. Apparently, they're the best. It might have Fenny in it.
See, sometimes the movie theater over butters the popcorn, but this is the perfect amount of butter.
Yeah, you know what? That is true. I have had that popcorn where you reach in and your whole hand is just soaked. It looks like you just
Right?
dipped it in oil or something.
Right?
Yeah. But most of the times these days, they've been skimping on the butt. Let me tell you that much. They have been skimping for real.
Wow.
Big skimping. But anyway, well, glad you found a new hobby, aka
Yeah.
popcorn.
Himalayan popcorn. This is literally Mason's skinny pop. I am Mason in his skinny pop, but
See, here's the
this
thing.
is
I said all
Himalayan popcorn.
I'm setting all the trends, and then a few years later, everyone else gets on it. It's gonna happen eventually. I mean, come on now. But anyway, okay, Himalayan popcorn, great. So yes, in the next, well, we'll just transition into our next topic of the full disclosure, which is actually our fitness challenge. So,
This is rough.
okay, listen, guys, we're kind of in like a rough water, kind of like limbo territory here because the simple fact is nobody's tracking anything. I mean, can we be honest here? Last year we had a spreadsheet, we had all this kind of stuff. This year we're like, oh yeah, I didn't work out today. Oh yeah, me neither. You know, it's like literally that kind of thing. It's like nobody has structure. But Alex, what is your full synopsis for your fitness challenge?
I lost in it didn't even take me a month.
Wait, so you lost it already?
No. Remember our initial fitness challenge?
You got to remind me.
Okay, remember you were on the your specific diet and I was supposed to work X amount of days and then
No sugar on the week, right?
re yeah, no sugar weekend, avoid fast food. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
As you get sick from food poisoning from Chick-fil-A,
Well, that
see, if you
was,
had just stuck to your diet, you wouldn't have gotten sick.
yeah. See, I knew I already failed the challenge before the food poisoning.
He did, he did. I felt bad though. You didn't have to Venmo me for
No.
the
So
failure.
I was a man of my word, and I paid up Mason. You know,
That's
I
right.
paid him. I think I paid him extra to what we bet as well. But it was Chinese New Year's, and so I was just spreading good luck to
I
Mason.
could tell he was in a very good mood when he sent that. Nothing but pure vibes.
Yep. So I did fail, but I am on a new challenge.
I feel like every episode that we do is just going to be a new challenge that you come up with.
And I remember texting you this. I think I said by the end of May, I have a goal weight. As long as I'm near or hit that goal weight, I can, you know, eat whatever I want, but I still have to strive towards the goal weight. So some days, you know, I eat pretty clean. Some days I eat pretty bad. And then some days I eat very little. And then some days I eat like five meals.
Right. So, but the main thing is getting the weight. So no matter how you get there.
Right.
There's a billion ways to skin a cat.
Some days I might, you know, just drink a gallon of water and that's it.
Dang, you're like, don't starve yourself, bro. He's just going to be on the Himalayan popcorn diet.
I might just do popcorn.
Bro, listen, my popcorn diet, I shed a lot of weight. So
and it's healthy, good.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
It's called cutting. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, and so, yep, that's the new challenge. There's no, I did we put money on this new challenge for me or no?
I don't think we did. Do you want to do it? Do you want to put money on it? Oh, no, you did. Yes, actually. So you put money on it. So you put $100.
Another $100.
Yeah, because you're like, and I was like, bro, that's too much. You already paid me. And you're like, no. You're like, listen, I have to do this. I have to do it for honor.
Okay.
It's a money incentive, you know? So
okay. Yeah. I think the money incentive motivates me a lot.
So is there anything that, okay, it motivates you, but also you forgot that it existed. So which one is it?
I don't know. But now that you reminded me, I'll put it like on a sticky note.
Put it right on the ceiling above your bed. That way, like every time you wake up, you see that. And it's just like $100 bill taped to your ceiling.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, see, there you go.
I wake up, and if I don't go to the gym that morning, I'll just be staring at the $100 bill.
Ooh. Yeah. See? All right, here we go. We hash browned it out. Now, what happens if I lose? Is there a penalty for me? We haven't discussed this.
No, because I don't think... Because, I mean, are you still on your Mason diet?
Yeah. Mason diet is going swimmingly, let me tell you what.
Okay, so are you going towards a regime, like a workout regime that you're trying to focus on? Because you did, bro. I think you went to the gym today, right?
I did go to the gym, yeah.
Are you trying to lose weight or gain muscle?
Well, kind of trying to lose weight. The problem is I never weighed myself. Okay. So I don't know if I've lost or gained.
So this coming weigh-in Wednesday, weigh yourself.
Oh, great. WIW back again.
Weigh-in Wednesdays. Hey, that helps a lot.
All right, fine. You know what? I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to do it in the morning, right? Because that's when everything's settled.
Yeah. You don't want any of the stuff in your stomach. That's you got to process everything.
Oh, true.
Also, you know, take a poop and then weigh yourself.
Oh yeah, I'll be like 15 pounds lighter.
Exactly.
I feel like cashew a lot. So yeah, I'll definitely be cleaned out. But yeah, Mason challenge going very good. Working out all the time.
Nice.
Mainly running. Nice. On the treadmill and out of money. And then also I've been eating yogurt every day.
Yogurt. With,
yeah. Like regular low fat Greek yogurt.
Yoplait? Is it Yoplait?
No. It's Trader Joe's brand.
Okay.
I'm a Trader Ho, and I also have Trader Joe's coconut granola that I throw in there. Here's the thing. I checked the label. I knew all of the ingredients. So that's my my challenge. So you can actually eat a lot. I'm not going to lie. Mm. You can kind of eat, but I have cut out like casual snacking. Like I have no snacks in the house except honey covered cashews.
See, speaking of good. Cashew. That's
yeah, but
good.
They suck. They suck, bro.
No. That's
I'm nutted out. I'm literally nutted out.
That's how I struggle because I have the snacks in here, right?
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
So unless I'm like in a jail cell, I can't avoid it.
All right, maybe you need to commit a crime. Here's what I'll do. I'll frame you for a crime and then you just go to jail. You'll be on that prison diet. You'll be jacked in no time.
Exactly.
So anyway, so yeah, that is the status of our fitness challenge. So
nice.
I think, you know what, respectable, not as like rigid as last year, but I think that with more freedom comes more results. I think
with more freedom comes more responsibility.
That's right. Thanks, Uncle Ben. All right, moving on to our sponsor section. So we have three sponsors for you today. Alex has one. I have two. Do you want me to do my first one? Then you do a middle one?
You okay. Go for it. Go for it.
All right. So first sponsor today is shout out Metropolis. So are you familiar with what Metropolis is?
No. What is that?
So basically Metropolis is, it's kind of an urban area, hence the name. And it's basically a parking garage app. So basically,
okay,
instead of a toll booth where somebody's in there and you pay the ticket and then they lift the gate for you, you just drive into the parking garage. And then the camera sees your car, you're registered on the app, and then you can get it validated or just pay it when you go out. So hook your card up to the app. You think it's pretty streamlined, right?
Yeah.
Well, so I went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon last November. And so there's this whole story. It's basically, do you remember the Creed Cup?
Yes, incident? Yes, yeah.
Like, almost, actually, I think it's a year ago from this episode. So basically, this is another Creed Cup incident. So I drove in to see Killers of the Flower Moon, and I always go to the same parking garage because it's right by the theater that I always go to. Shout out Movie Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I just go in and you get it validated. So in other words, you go in, you scan the code, and then it's free parking.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, it's nice, you know, it's in the city. So if you don't, most places validate in the city. So when I leave, I think nothing's wrong. Well, I get a letter in the mail probably a week ago that says, Mason, you owe $100 to Metropolis.
Oh,
please,
I remember,
pay
this
immediately.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
we will fine you even more money. I said, wow. Hold up. I go to the same parking garage every time. I get it validated every time. There ain't no way I'm paying this.
Mm-hmm.
So I email the support team and I'm like, guys, listen, I just received a letter and found out I was fined $100 for a parking ticket. And then I looked through my visit history on the app and it didn't register that I was there. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, how can I be fined for something that I wasn't there for? So I emailed them back and I'm like, I told them, I was like, I was there, but I assumed it worked like it does every time.
Right.
And so I was like, hopefully this is a mistake you can fix on your end. So they came back and they're like, oh, we've assigned Kim to your case.
Kim Possible.
Kim Possible. Oh, she's impossible to deal with. So Kim says, for me to base a decision regarding your dispute, I will need confirmation of the payment submitted through Metropolis for your visit. Please provide the phone number on your profile.
Okay.
So I'm nice. I respond back and I give her the phone number. Then I get an email back. And this kills me. It's a long email. I'm just going to sum it up. She says, upon careful investigation into the reason for the violation, it was determined that an account setup issue was the root cause. In November, your license plate was not added to your account. Records indicate that the license plate was added later. Specifically, and she gave me the literal date and time that I did it.
Uh-huh.
This delayed addition resulted in our system being unable to recognize your payment during your November visit. So even though I had my card on file, it didn't register that it was me driving in and out.
Right, right.
So I kind of fly off the handle a little bit. Listen, I pulled a you know, Creed Cup situation. I was like, Kim, comma, very formal. I say, it is the same car as my previous visits. I just had temporary tags. The app told me I drove in and everything was okay. I get this lot validated every single visit, and I assumed I did it for this visit. Uh-huh. How stupid am I to think that your app worked like it was supposed to? Am I able to, I tried to like make it seem like I couldn't pay for it. I was like, am I able to pay in installments, or do you have plans for lower income people to pay? Thank you.
Nice, nice.
And then I immediately responded afterwards because I realized how like douchey that sounds.
Uh-huh.
I send another follow-up and I'm like, Kim, I'm sorry to speak to you that way. I'm just really feeling the economic pressure and I flew off the handle. I apologize.
Oh, no.
I was like, I hope my previous email does not affect your day negatively. We all got to stick together these days. I said, I'll go ahead and bite the bullet and pay the bill. I hope you sincerely have a great day. Smiley face emoji.
Smiley face emoji. Okay.
I know.
That's the deal.
I tried to make it nice. I did end up paying it. And then Kim actually emailed me. I just found the email today, actually. But she emailed me back. She's basically like, you know, no need to apologize. Thanks for your honesty. Your email didn't affect my day, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, everything is back to normal. Everything's squared away. All I'm out is $100. So, you know, it could be bad. It could be worse. You know, I could have taken him to court and lost. But, you know, that's just my run-in with Metropolis.
Well,
Shout out Metropolis. Shout out Kim.
I paid for your ticket then.
I actually told sound editor that. I was like, literally, the money Alex gave me just went to my ticket. So, really, you know, I appreciate it, Alex.
Yeah, no
You know,
problem.
great
Always
podcast partner. If
really
you
look.
ever have it, if you ever have a ticket, just let me know. So
Wow.
anyway, so that's a long, convoluted story just to say everything is great.
Nice. Well,
So
my sponsor. It's been a journey with my sponsor.
and honestly, you've been very vague about this.
Not there's no big story with the current sponsor, but I have a backstory to this sponsor. So I have my 2014 Honda CR-V, Michelle. Shout out to my G Big, Michelle. So we have this lifetime alignment service at Firestone. So I go to Firestone 2 Mondays ago and go in for the appointment. I was like, hey, just need my alignment. They're like, okay, big bet, we can do it. And I was like, okay. I get a call and they're like, we can't do your alignment today because you have tie rods that need to be replaced. And I was like, what in the world is a tie rod?
Tyrod Taylor, shout out, Hokies football.
Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, I needed it. My Tyrod Taylor is replaced. And I think it was like two of them, right? And so I was like, okay, well, then I was like, $500. And I was like, what the? And so then I was like, okay, well, obviously I need the parts. So go ahead and order the parts. And then this past Monday, I go in for the follow-up appointment. And I was like, hey, just coming back. You know, you guys said my parts came in, so if you want to do my alignment. And the guy was like, yeah, it should only be like 2.5 hours. I was like, okay, big bet. You know, chill at the McDonald's next to it, drink my coffee, had my chicken McGriddle.
Oh,
So
wait,
good.
chicken McGriddle?
So good. Yeah.
No way.
Now, I'm not a sausage. Like it's okay, but if I had a choice of chicken over sausage, I'll take chicken.
I've never had it in a McGriddle, but I'll have to trust you on that.
It's good. It's
Dang. All
so
right, we're
good.
going out after this.
Okay, so anyways, you know, it gets to the 2.5 hour mark. I call them. They're like, sorry, we haven't been able to get to your car. It'll be available later this afternoon. I was like, oh no. And so I was like, well, I have a doctor's appointment. Are you able to, you know, pay for my Lyft appointment? Because, you know, I have to get to my doctor's, which is like, you know, 20 minutes away. And they're like, no, we can't do that, but we can get you a discount on the service that we're gonna do for you today. I was like, okay. So I go to my doctor's, and then at the end of my doctor's appointment, I get a phone call from them. They're like, hey, Alex, we can't do your alignment today. Your rack and pinion part needs to be replaced. I'm like, huh?
Bruh.
And your other tie rods need to be placed. So there's like the inner tie rods and the outer tie rods. And I was like, what? And then he was like, yeah, we will have to order those parts too. But yeah, you can't get your alignment today. I was like, well, okay. I was like, all right. And I was like, 3K for like all the parts and labor. And I was like,
Dang.
huh? And
No way.
so I go back to the,
I can't pay that ticket. I'm sorry.
I know, right? To the Firestone. I'm like, yeah, I'll think about it with my dad and see if he wants to, you know, move forward with the repairs. And then shout out to the Meg. And then also I was like, so can you pay for my lift ticket back to Firestone? They're like, sorry, no, we can still honor our discount. It was like a 20% discount after, you know, $3,000, and 20% is like, you know, you could pay like 2,500 or something like that. And so I'm like,
Still too much.
anyways, and I was like, well, yeah, let me still think about it. And then I go back home, and then my girlfriend, she was like, hey, you should check out this place that my mom gets her car repairs. And I was like, okay. So I go the following day, Tuesday. Shout out Nova Collision Center off of Lee Highway in Centerville, Virginia. Dude, I went in there. I was like, hey, I just need to get my alignment check. Would you be able to, or alignment fixed? Will you be able to do that? And they're like, yeah, big bet.
Nice.
And then I get a phone call, I think around like, dropped it off in the morning and then got a phone call around like 2 or 3. And they're like, oh, your car is ready for pickup. I was like, oh, perfect.
Wait,
And
so they
then,
did the alignment without everything else?
yep. And
What
I
happened
was,
to Tyrod Taylor?
tie rod Taylor rack and pinion didn't exist.
What? They just took it out.
So yeah, I don't know, they might have. And then and so I go to the office and I was like, oh, did you guys find anything else wrong with the car? They're like, nope. I was like, huh?
Dang, what the?
And so instead of paying for $3,000 worth of parts and labor, I only pay for oil change and my alignment for like 160. So I was like, wow.
Oh, that is not bad at all.
I dodged a bullet there. Because
So you
imagine,
saved a lot of money.
you're right, I did. I
Wow,
was,
this is opportunity cost.
yeah, because I was like, I'm not gonna spend $3,000 to the car that's worth like, you know,
1,000.
anywhere from like 5K to like 10K.
I
But I
mean,
don't think it's even 10K worth. It's like the high end, I think like 8K. That's if I'm lucky.
you've worn Michelle out, let me tell you that much.
Dude, she's gone through a lot, especially
She
the
needs a
snow.
new.
The snowstorm I went through with Michelle this year. Whew.
I know. She's something else. She's sturdy though.
She is sturdy. She does. She has a very long life. So,
She needs a new rear end.
yeah. So, we'll see how long Michelle will last. But shout out to Nova Collision Center. They saved my butt.
They
So.
did. They did. Well, shout out Nova Collision. If I have anything wrong with my car, I'm going to bring it to Nova.
Bring it to
That's how
Nova.
good they are. That's how
Oh,
good they are.
I'll get you a discount. I don't
Yeah,
know if
give
I
me a good
can.
word. No, put a good word in for me.
I'll send you my referral
Oh, great. Here we go.
link.
Another pyramid scheme at Nova Collision
Hey,
Center.
you need to still sign up for my Wealthfront
So,
referral
anyway, next sponsor. Next sponsor.
link.
Wealthfront is literally the bane of my existence. Wealthfront. Okay, speaking. All right, fine. Speaking of Wealthfront, shout out my next sponsor, Poshmark, so for not selling my shirt that I put on there. So listen, I put on the I got a vintage shirt from this store, right? It said like the 1997 Super Bowl.
Okay.
And it's a silver shirt and it's got like green and purple on the neck.
Okay.
I put it on. It doesn't even cover my stomach. It's a youth medium. And I had already bought it. I paid $25 for it. I'm like, this would have been such a cool shirt. I don't know why I didn't try it on. I just bought it. So then I'm like, okay. I brought it to this other vintage store that I knew. And he was like, all right, I'm not interested, but let me call my cousin. He might be interested. And I'm like, what do you mean you're a vintage store? This is a vintage shirt.
No
So he calls his cousin. It takes like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then he's like, yeah, my cousin's gonna pass. I'm like, bro, are you not a vintage store? Like, I don't understand. I bought it from one vintage store. I should have thought it went to another one. So
Yeah.
anyway, I'm like freaking out because I'm out $25. This is an opportunity cost here. This is like four of these shirts could pay for one Metropolis ticket. So
Exactly.
anyway, I'm trying to sell this shirt. I'm like, where am I gonna go? And I remember Poshmark. I've just heard Poshmark. I've heard Poshmark before, right?
Right,
Let me
right.
give it a shot. So I listen on Poshmark.
How
Guess how many?
much?
Okay, I listed it for $31.
Are you even breaking even after
I'm
tax,
breaking exactly even.
after the fees?
No, literally with the fees and the Poshmark fees, it comes down to $25. Bro, I just don't want it. It's laying under my bed, folded up right now. Guess how many offers are on it?
Zero.
Big fat zero.
Hey,
I don't know how it works.
you need to try Facebook Marketplace.
But I don't want people seeing that I'm selling that. Like, will my mom see that?
Yeah.
Okay, see, now that's not good.
Okay, dude, you gotta get over what you your image online.
No.
You've already got a podcast. You're already out there.
I know, but this is another level of shame that I can't even sell a shirt on Poshmark.
You think Grammy's gonna be like, "Hey, what's that shirt you're selling?"
She might, and she may say, you know what? Maybe I'll buy it off you. I'll be like, Grammy, it ain't your size. But anyway, yeah, so Poshmark, I'm
Hey,
done.
you
I'm
know what
done.
you could sell it on? Mercari.
Here we go. See, here's the thing. I literally chose not to do
You can
Mercari on
use my
purpose.
referral link, and when you.
Stop with the referrals. I'm not doing it. I'm not
I
doing it.
think when you spend $15, I get $15.
I can't be spending. I have to sell. I mean,
It's
I just
so
need to break
good.
even. I need to break even. Bro, this is important to me. I need to buy popcorn.
You need
I
your
need to buy
him.
Himalayan popcorn salt. Bro, like
Himalayan
I
popcorn
can't.
is so good. You can buy five Himalayan popcorn bags.
See, this is why I need to sell the freaking shirt. It's literally been it's I listed that 25 days ago. And there's been no offers.
Well,
Bro.
clothes, I have to say, it's not going to be a fast sell. Shoes, yes, maybe, but regular clothing items, they're hit or miss.
Why
Unless,
can it? I mean, it's a collector's item.
oh, you should sell Depop. See, I don't have a referral link anymore because I deleted that account, but Depop, I posted a pair of jeans on there, and I think I bought it for like $8 or something like that, and I flipped it for 30. So
Oh, dang. So
as
I could charge like 100 bones for this shirt.
Depop, yeah, check out Depop.
Oh, bro, you know what? I looked on this listing on Poshmark.
Yeah.
So it's listed for 30, but then after fees, I actually get $21.
You see?
So it's actually less than what I paid. This is bad. This is a money pit.
You need to learn the flip game like what I do.
All right, listen, you got to teach me. Look, we used to flip. I'm not a stranger to flipping. All I'm saying is when I do like a solo adventure like this, it never works out.
You need to be very tech savvy. You got to
All right.
know what's hip.
All right, fine. Well, I'm not going to try Mercari, but I'm going to try what is it? Depop.
Depop. Depop. Depop.
Depop. Okay, I'm going to try Depop. I'm going to try it. And then next episode, I'm going to have an update.
Okay.
This is an ongoing investigation here. So, anyway, well, shout
Shirt.
out to Poshmark.
Shirt gate.
Shirtgate. Shirtgate all over again. All right, guys. Well,
Zoom.
we're going to end it right here because the Zoom freemium is kicking us out.
Oof,
But we'll be back right after this for Godzilla Minus One.
oof.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm nannered up, and then Alex is popcorned up because we just had a little snack, a little breaky break in between the segments here. So, just to get back on the tracks here, we are talking about Godzilla Minus One this month. Now, if you guys are checking your watch, you may realize that Godzilla Minus One actually came out quite a few months ago from this recording. Now, you may be asking yourselves, why are we doing this now? Well, it's just because we've had the time for it. So basically, we didn't have time to review anything else. And since Godzilla, what is it? X Kong, the new empire or something is coming out. That'll be next episode. I think it should be next episode. Since that's coming out next month, we figured we would just do a Godzilla theme and just have it this month. So it kind of all worked out. But so it's a little late, we know, but we're getting it to you. We actually have an action movie this time, which is fantastic. Literally, I mean, last week was Mean Girls, the week before that was the Christmas. You know, it's just been a whole ordeal. But we finally have an action movie, and what an action movie that is. So we watched Godzilla Minus One. I'm assuming you had subtitles, so it was the native language. when she's the native language Japanese, and then it was subtitles, which I think, all right, there's a few ways to look at this, but I think it's not that bad. I mean, I usually don't watch things with subtitles if it's in English, because I know some people do that. Ahem, ahem. Yeah. But me, I can't. I no, listen, I know, I know. I'm gonna get into some rough water for these comments, but I don't like it. Caro loves it because apparently I talk too much during The Bachelor, and she has to have the captions on to be able to hear it. So listen, I don't know what's going on. All I know is the subtitles were fine. It was good. And actually, it kind of like if you keep reading enough and enough of the movie, they eventually just go away, which is really cool. It's the second movie with subtitles I've ever seen. First was Parasite. So pretty milestone movie. We also watched the Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. So it's the black and white version. So I dug the vibe a lot.
Really?
So I have not even seen this movie in color.
Me
But the
either.
black and white,
Me either.
it just, I don't know. Like it made, we'll just jump right into it. I mean, spoiler alert, obviously, but it just made the whole thing a little bit spookier. And
It
it
did,
felt
it
a
did.
little bit more of like a documentary almost.
It
Like,
did.
I mean, just when you're seeing Godzilla's fins in the water and he's swimming towards a boat or something like that, I mean, what a crazy thing to see, not just in color, but black and white, because you're like, what is this creature exactly? Like, we know it's Godzilla, but obviously, but I mean, it adds a little bit more suspense and shadows into it, which I really appreciated. So we're gonna jump into the characters first. The director, Yamazaki Takashi. How many names can I butcher in this episode?
Dude,
How
there's
many times can I get canceled?
I don't know how to pronounce all the names, but I put all the names next to who they are in the movie. So the main character, so I put main guy dash Koichi.
Koichi. Okay, is it Koichi? Koichi. It's Koichi, maybe.
Koichi.
Listen, I'm Japanese, bro. I got this.
Wifey dash Noriko.
Noriko? Okay. Now, what's the baby? There's a baby.
I didn't put the baby's name down.
Can we make up a name?
Himalayan popcorn.
Right, Himalayan popcorn. We're
It's the
calling it
baby.
HP, HP for short.
HP, HP.
HP,
Okay.
okay.
We got the mechanic who is Sosaku. Japanese Einstein. His name is Noda.
Cool guy, Noda boss.
Noda boss. The caretaker lady,
Is
Sumiko.
this like the babysitter?
Yeah, the babysitter.
Sumiko. Okay.
And then the captain,
Oh, he's the goat.
Akitsu.
Akitsu,
Akitsu.
what
Yeah.
a guy. He's the goat.
Real nice guy. And
But the main
then
character, how
main
do you pronounce this
character,
one? How do you pronounce this one?
King Kong.
Yoshi.
Bowser.
Oh yeah, Bowser. What am I saying? Yoshi.
Herbie.
King DDD. Let's do all Smash Brothers characters.
Pikachu.
Right, I got you, Charizard.
Okay, good one, good one. Main character is Mr. Godzilla himself.
Yeah, Mewtwo. So yeah, this is just a all-around great guy. Basically, if you don't know who Godzilla is, he's this big freaking monster dragon-looking lizard guy, never skips leg day. I mean, okay, let's talk about the character design first for Godzilla. Bro, I think I texted you
He's
this.
so thick
He's
besides the head.
swole. The head and the arms.
The
Bro, he looks
arms,
like they're like little T-Rex arms.
they are. They did the nail, they nailed that T-Rex look where
They did, they did.
his arms are like twigs, or there maybe there's just in a weird development growing stage part of his life, and then puberty hit his legs, his torso,
Right.
his
His
belly.
penis.
Yeah, he's big. His
I mean,
tail, yeah.
no, his tail is huge. Yeah, he's got this, but he's got like cool scales on the back. But yeah, his legs, especially, like, I mean, he is thick. He's got thunder thighs for sure.
He is
I
thunder
mean,
thighs.
he is thunder, literally thunder thighs. But don't know if he has a penis, as we say. We don't know if he has a piece on him. We don't know. But if he did, it would be dragging on the ground and kill lots of people. So that'd be a little rough. But anyway, yeah, Godzilla in this movie. What did you think of the overall design of Godzilla?
I liked it. You know,
Yeah.
they really zoomed in on all the details. You know, you could see all the scales on his face. He's, you know, I don't remember much of the Godzilla versus Kong because we watched that in like 2021, but because that's the latest Godzilla movie or any media that I've seen as of lately. So, but this one's very spot on. You know, he's very scary looking. You know, reptile looking. You know, he does look like an alien.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and I think the newer ones try to humanize him a little bit in a way. And when I say that, it's like they try to give him feelings and stuff, but this one has no feel. Like he, it
No,
almost
no,
seems
no,
like he
no.
doesn't have a brain at all.
He's just there to destroy.
He's, yeah, he's destroy, build, destroy. Like he's
Exactly,
just,
exactly.
but yeah, I can't remember this, but I was watching a recap video and I saw that his laser beam that he shoots out of his mouth and his scales were blue.
Right,
Now,
right.
did they show that in the black and white version? Did they
I
make it
think
blue?
no. They just make it white.
Okay, so it's black, so it's purely black and white.
It's yeah, it's just,
I
you
didn't know
know.
if they made just the pop of color, the blue. I think that would have been cool.
Yeah,
Like,
that
kind
would
of
have been
cut it a little
great.
bit. Yeah. But anyway, yeah,
Yeah.
so he's got like these scales that charge up, and he has to charge up his little atomic breath. His morning breath is charged up by his scales. So it takes a little while to recuperate, but he's got a big blast out of that thing.
Yeah,
And he's big ballin'.
he is Cashew
Yeah,
with
he
his
is Cashew. Shout out Cashew.
he's Cashew with his throw up.
You got it's Cashew minus one.
Cashew
So,
and Randy minus one.
oh wow, that'd be the most. That's like Kong versus Godzilla is Randy versus Cashew.
But this upcoming one would be Cashew X Randy.
Right, Cashew X Randy, because they're joined together now. So,
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
I mean, look, we've got a hit movie on our hands here.
Wow, we should film them when I go visit in April.
We should. Wu Mei special. Where's the Action Studios presents Randy X Cashew. So anyway.
Anyways.
So yeah. So Godzilla, back to Godzilla. Listen, he's got this big roar. This is like one of the best roars I've ever heard from Godzilla. Come on. You cannot tell me a better roar.
It's
It's like it's I can't even replicate it.
very scary.
It's
I have to say,
scary. This
it's
is the
so
scariest Godzilla I've seen. I'll just be honest.
you get a lot of chills watching this
Oh
movie.
yeah. Oh yeah. And especially in black and white, because you're like, what's happening here? Like, not like it's just so suspenseful. And
You have to
it's
be really focused because it's black and white. It's not really
oh, it's not
colorful.
for okay. So this movie had a lot going on.
You
So it
have
was
to
black and
be
white.
zoned in to really capture everything that's in the movie.
Oh yeah. So it was 2 hours, black and white, and not even in my language.
And subtitles too.
And
Yeah.
yeah, that's what I mean. It's like this should have been one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Exactly.
But they made it one of the best I've ever seen. I'll be honest, this is the best movie I've seen in black and white, in Japanese, with subtitles, and about Godzilla. I mean, it's like the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
So,
best and only one.
well, let's not go there. Okay, so best and worst. But
No, no,
but
no,
still.
no,
So anyway, so this movie is set. Let's talk about the plot, I guess. So, unlike
no.
other Godzilla movies that we may have seen or heard of, this movie actually does have a plot. So we are focused on our hero, Koichi, who is a kamikaze pilot for the Japanese in World War II. So basically, he was sent on this mission to basically kill himself. I mean, for the good of Japan, right? For the Japanese government in the war. But he did not do so. And this is where the whole movie kind of takes a different route. So it's, you know, it's a human theme. So, you know, if I'll be honest, if I was a kamikaze pilot and then I'm actually in the air and I have to actually kill myself in the plane, I'm not gonna do it. I
Really?
mean, no, bro, I haven't had the Shamrock
Wow.
Shake this year yet. I gotta get that first.
I don't know. I think of
You would do it.
99% of me, I think I will.
Dang, why would you so willingly do that?
It's honor. You gotta be truthful to
Bro,
yourself.
you know what? You're right. You're more
I
honorable than me.
bring honor to my family.
Bro, I bring honor to my family by bringing them dinners after I come home from the war. That's what's gonna happen. Anyway, yeah. So this guy Koichi, he's like down on his luck. He's like, bro, I have no honor. Just like Alex said, he's like, I've got no honor. And he's on this like little island somewhere trying to like refuel or something. And he has to stay there for the night. And he and the other mechanics don't really get along because they're like, bro, did you really just like bail on your mission and stuff?
Oh yeah, that's right. Because
Yeah, so they don't.
Nothing was wrong with his airplane. They're like,
Nothing was wrong, but he said there was.
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
So he said there was, and then the mechanics were like, there ain't nothing wrong with this. You're just a coward.
Yeah,
And so
exactly.
then he like spends the night there or whatever. Well, in the middle of the night,
Godzilla.
Well, they hear rustling in the bushes. And then they're like, bro, go check that out. And then they're like, what? And then out of the palm trees, out of the ocean, comes this big monster, Godzilla. The first time anyone has ever seen him so far. Well, except like apparently the natives, on that island had seen him. They like said a brief thing about this. They're like, yeah, they call him Godzilla. I'm like, that's a pretty good name. How did they come up with that? Like, that's actually pretty good. What does Godzilla mean? Do we know that?
I have no clue.
What does Godzilla mean in Japanese? We're about to find out. This is real time. The name Godzilla is a romanticization of the original Japanese name Gojira, which is a combination of two Japanese words, Gorira, gorilla, and Kujira, whale. Wait.
Wow.
Wait
a
gorilla
minute. Whale.
Wait, but King Kong is a gorilla. So is he Gojira?
So he is a gorilla.
So King Kong is Gorira. Yeah. King Kong is Gorira, and then Godzilla is Gojira. Dang. Okay, I'll be honest. Godzilla does not have any attributes of a whale or a gorilla. Can I be honest here? That might have been the worst. It's just like, you know what it's like? How they named Donkey Kong Donkey Kong.
But he's not a donkey.
He's not a donkey. Like, this is what they do. I don't understand this. Anyway, back on track here. So basically, they see Godzilla, and he's wiping out people. He's like got his, he's flashing his tail around. All the soldiers are dying. They're all shooting at him with their guns. And Koichi gets in this fighter jet that has, I believe, guns in it, like a gun, like a turret or something,
on
the plane. And everyone's like, shoot Godzilla, shoot him, come on. And he doesn't do it. And then everyone else dies. And he ends up, I think he gets knocked unconscious or something, and then Godzilla runs away. I think that's what happens. It's been a couple years since I've seen this last, but but yeah, so he gets in so that's another honor that he's not honorable for. He's kind of a coward. He didn't pull the trig. He didn't pull trig on Godzilla. So we don't know why. We don't know what happened. So flash forward, he comes back home, and this woman in the street throws a baby at him. Now,
no, she doesn't throw a baby.
Wait, what does she do? I forget.
She's running around the village because the police are after her. And then she bumps into him and gives him the baby, and she runs away. And he's like, what?
Yeah, I would be like, bruh, get this thing out of here.
Free baby?
I'd chuck it. I'd huck it out of there.
We could flip it.
Sell it? Not on Poshmark, I'll tell you that much. We'll lose money.
Try Mercari.
We're going to go put it on Depop.
Depop. But anyways, yeah. So that's how he gets the baby. But then eventually, she was hiding in the village. And then he's like walking around and she's like, what took you so long? And then he was like, and then they eventually, come to, time passes, and then they eventually raise the baby together. But
that
not...
woman was not even the mother of that baby.
No. Yeah. So I think probably because, the whole village is destroyed because of the war,
Lots of, the bomb, obviously, the nuclear bomb.
Yeah. So the baby was an orphan probably. And then,
right.
This lady who has a lot of honor, she picks up the baby.
Okay, true. this episode's all about honor.
AKA honor. So yeah, they raise the kid, but then eventually, I don't think they start dating, right? They don't date initially.
They don't date, they don't bang, they don't do nothing.
Not
okay,
until
literally.
Later, right?
Yeah, not till later. But also, I gotta say, they added this detail in there. So like the nosy neighbor comes over and she's like, "What are you doing with that baby? That's not even yours." And
Right.
they're like, "Well, we just found it. He is an orphan." And she's like, "Come here, I'll put it on my boob." And everyone's like, "What? What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, I just had a baby and I can do milk." So and so she like breastfed the baby for a while. I was like, what an odd thing to offer your boob.
Yeah, I
Wasn't that kind of
mean,
odd? She just like comes over here. She's like, "All right, guys, listen.
yeah.
I got something for you." But anyway, yeah, so the minor that's a minor, minor plot detail. But anyway, so basically, you know, now he has to support this baby and his live-in girlfriend. So what is Koichi gonna do? Well, he's gonna go get a job. What kind of job is he gonna get?
He doesn't
He's
get
gonna
a regular corporate job, no.
No, he wishes he had Charles Schwab.
He wishes he has OG Trust
He
Services.
wishes, he wishes, he wishes. He wishes he has a Microsoft Bill Gates in there. But no, you know what he had? He had a boat, a wooden boat.
Boat
So
job.
basically he had a boat job out on the
It's
water.
through the government, right? It's government work,
It was
right?
through the government. So basically the
Okay.
government was like, "Guys, we got a whole bunch of landmines in the water.
Oh, true,
And
true,
you
true.
guys gotta go like get rid of these.
Blow
'Cause we don't
them
want our fishing boats to be blown up." So, I mean, you know, I don't know if that's historically accurate, but I'm sure it is. I mean, I genuinely don't know, but
Probably,
they try to
yeah.
use historical plot line in this. So they framed the whole movie around World War II, which I thought was interesting. And so, yeah, so basically he's on this boat and he's got like the captain, which we talked about earlier. He's got Japanese Einstein, who we talked about earlier. There's this other kid who's like never been in a war, but he actually wants to be in a war, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, he has a
Yeah.
lot of honor.
I
He's
don't, I feel like
big honor guy.
he's just kind of stupid.
Maybe he's just FOMO because he just wants action.
Yeah, you know what? He plays Call of Duty all day. He's like, I want to do this for real life. He plays Black Ops all day. But yeah, so it's basically them. Is there one more person or is that it? The four.
No, that's yeah, that's
Yeah.
the crew, so
So it's
they're
the core four. So they're out on the water just trying to get all these landmines blown up. And you know, it's a pretty good group. Like I gotta say, the characters, I mean, the fact that I can remember them is actually pretty astounding, because if you ask me about any other character in any other Godzilla movie, I couldn't say their name, I couldn't say what they looked like.
Yeah, I
I
wouldn't
can't.
either.
Like the strength of this movie is really the characters too, besides the action, which we'll get to. But you know, it's the characters that make you care about them and make you care about Godzilla, which is kind of cool. So anyway, when they're out in the water, obviously they're setting this up for a Godzilla encounter, and sure enough, they find him. So they're like, "Bro, what is that in the water?" Now, I don't really remember a lot that happens. All I remember is, like he's in the water, and then like they call backup for another ship, and then the other ship shows up, and then Godzilla just completely destroys the other boat, right? They just t pulls him underwater, and like it's such a big deal. Like it's the first time we've seen Godzilla, and it's in broad daylight too, because before it was night. Remember on the island, it was night, but this is during the day, so you get a clear glimpse of him. Not much, like they don't overdo it, but they give you just enough to be like, damn, that guy's crazy looking. He looks like a gorilla and a whale mixed together. Like that's what they were saying. They're like, "Wow, is that Donkey Kong?" They're like,
He's not gorilla-like.
I don't know why. Again, this is just terrible. I mean, the Godzilla name is cool, but also like that doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't, it really doesn't.
So anyway, yeah, so that was their first encounter. What did you think of this? 'Cause I was really freaked out by this, actually.
I loved it. It was a
Yes.
good introduction of the Godzilla back into the main character's life.
Yep.
Because he's always, I don't know how many years passed by. So I think he was just always, or it might have been just months,
I think it
but
was months, yeah.
months or, oh, might have,
Was
oh no,
eventually years, but I think when they
yeah.
first saw him again, yeah.
Eventually, you know, he always had that inner fear of Godzilla in him. And so for him to have flashbacks, PTSD flashbacks, and then him to actually encountering Godzilla again was crazy. It's
Yeah,
because, like,
it's.
you know, you could see the trauma that goes through his mind. And so he's like, I think, you know, and eventually, like, further into the movie, you can see how scarred he was, especially, you know, not seeing him for a while. And then now he's back into his life. And now he's just like constantly in fear of his family, of himself, you know, are they gonna live? And, you know, like his job and, you know, this crew that he's now gonna be good buddies with. So he's in just constant fear of Godzilla, and it's just like you can really see how much, you know, pain he's in. So yeah, I
Yeah.
like the very, you know, subtle introduction, and then eventually just grows throughout the movie.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it too, 'cause like it's almost like Godzilla is always there because he's kind of lurking and
He
you
is,
never
yeah.
know when he's going to pop up again. 'Cause we're from Koichi's perspective, he's all around. Like he never goes away. So it's kind of interesting how they put that. And then, like in between this and the next action scene, I can't really recall, but it's just basically a lot of talking. Now that they're talking about Godzilla, they're like, "How do we get rid of this thing? Like, how do we kill it?" And then I think another expedition is sent out. But then when they see Godzilla again, this is when I forget who on the boat realizes this, but they realize like the government is literally setting us up. So basically, they have this aha moment where they're like, the government's trying to bait us to get Godzilla.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's pretty crazy to think that your own government would make you bait. So the same government that you would kill yourself in a kamikaze airplane for would also just throw you in as bait and, you know, it, like not even a human at that point, just like an earthworm on a hook. So it's kind of interesting how they also deal with that perspective of it too, where they kind of dealing with the politics. So very interesting stuff that I haven't seen in a Godzilla movie before. And maybe it's the difference because this is not an American production. This is a
Oh
Japanese
yeah,
production, like
Japanese
the
production.
original studio who made the first Godzilla. So I feel like if anybody can do it the best, it's them, right? Because they invented it. So, you know, it's an interesting new perspective on it. Do you remember the next action scene? Because I remember the city, but was there anything
Well,
that I'm missing in
I
between?
think before the city, so when they're still out in the water, when they ex trying to escape Godzilla, don't they shoot the bomb? Okay. They're escaping Godzilla because Godzilla eventually catches up to them. And so they're like, you know, super speeding away from him. But obviously, Godzilla, it goes at like 3,000 miles per hour. And so they're not going to outrace him. And so, you know, they're in the ocean with a bunch of what are they, mines?
Yeah, the
Or
mines, yep.
mines, right? Or the ocean mines, right? And so the main character, he is a skilled shooter from like his kamikaze shooting experience. And so you have Godzilla like chasing after them, and then eventually something clicks in Koichi's mind that, oh, let's put a, you know, let's try to steer him to get one of those bombs into his mouth. And so that's how they eventually run away from him, because you know, Godzilla is swimming with his mouth open for some reason.
He's just trying to get some like fish or something in there. He's eating.
Yeah,
He's thirsty.
and so he doesn't notice that the bomb is like in his mouth now.
He's like
And
gagging.
so
It's just like me when I drink boba tea and I get the ball. It's the same thing.
exactly. And so Koichi, he shoots, you know, because there's a turret on the boat, and so he, you know, he's pretty skilled aim. He has pretty good aim, so he shoots the bomb, and you know, it eventually blows up. And I think he eventually just like, he doesn't die, obviously, but he kind of just, you know, is at a, you know, he's at maybe 50% health, maybe 25% health. So, you know, then they eventually run away, and then because, you know, after they figure out Godzilla is still on Earth, they, you know, then it transitions into the next like parts of the film where they actually need to plan out what are they gonna do with Godzilla now, because they actually know he's like approaching whatever part of Japan that has like civilization like very, very quickly. So that's that. I think that's the only action scene that happens before the like the city action scene, if
Right.
I
Okay.
remember
So,
correctly.
yeah, because now they come back and they basically tell the government, they're like, bro, this is kind of a big threat. We should probably start planning for this. And so then at that point, they start launching this whole campaign to try to get people to volunteer to basically do the same thing like they did in World War II, which was, risk your life to defend your country. So, and it was kind of interesting because some of the people at the meeting, they were like, well, I don't want to do this again. I mean, look what happened last time. Like, I don't want to just do this just to die, but eventually, like, the scientist guy was like, listen, guys, you got to do this. Come on. Like, come
Come
on.
on
It's
now, come
the
on now.
least you can do. Come on now.
Come on now, come on now.
So the next action scene is actually pretty intense. So basically, Godzilla has to smash some buildings. I mean, let's be honest here. So Godzilla eventually finds his way to the city. I'm assuming he just wants to go to like a McDonald's or something and get a burger, or do something city life. He's just going for a walk.
Yeah,
And he's just
he's been in the ocean. He
he's
wants his
stretching his legs. He has leg day. He's got to go to
Yeah.
the YMCA on, I don't know where they are, Okinawa or something.
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
he's got to go to the
Shout out,
Y.
Karate Kid.
Shout out Karate Kid. That's right. He's gonna go see Mr. Miyagi.
Yep,
So,
yep.
he's just he's on land. He accidentally trips over a few thousand people, accidentally steps on a few, accidentally knocks a few buildings over.
He's so big that every time he touches a building, it just
It crumbles. It
crumbles. It
disintegrates.
crumbles. Yeah.
Yeah, like if you have a block of sugar and then you touch it, the whole thing just falls apart.
It's
That's what
so
this.
cool.
It was so cool. I mean, the effects on this whole movie was made for $15 million, which if you know anything about movie budgets, that's insanely cheap.
Yeah,
Fast
it's
X, I think,
crazy.
was made for $300 million. So put that in perspective. So I mean, the Godzilla, I mean, he looks good, and in black and white, I don't know, something about it just made it pop. All the buildings were crumbling, people were dying, people were getting stepped on left and right, people were screaming, babies crying, all this stuff. And eventually he so flash forward to so the wife of Koichi, she works in the city now because now time has passed, and she was actually
That's right,
on a
yeah.
train somewhere. And this is, I don't know why Godzilla decides it is. He wants to go to the exact train that she's on and pick it up and basically just destroy it. But it had to happen because she was like the main protagonist, one of them. So so Godzilla like goes over there, he picks up the train, he like rips it in half with his teeth, and he kind of pulls like a Mission Impossible moment where she does, where she's like hanging on the train and she's
Yeah,
trying to,
that's right.
yeah. And I she eventually makes it out. Right. I mean,
How did
I don't know how she makes it out of the
how
train,
did she
but
make it out? I can't remember. Did she
I
just like free fall, jump
think
down?
she did she
No,
fall
no,
into the
no.
ocean?
No, because she eventually is back onto regular. She's back onto the street.
She's invincible. I
So,
feel like I don't know how she got there.
dang. I can't remember. That's a very big detail that we just
Yeah, and I feel like how did we miss that? Maybe it just cut to her being on the ground all of a sudden, like she's up in the air in the train and then she just got out.
It might be,
I
yeah.
just don't know how that was possible. Are you looking it up? We're this
Yeah.
is a terrible we saw this so long ago, we don't remember anything.
Oh, YouTube ad. Come on
Oh,
now.
great. Here we go. Hey, we're on Zoom freemium here. Don't they know we got a deadline to make?
Okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, she does fall into the water. So
Oh, I knew
she's
it. Okay, she falls in the water.
Hanging off like the one bar that's left on the train, and then eventually, it's perfectly aligned to water where she can fall down and not get any damage.
Yeah, true. Honestly, what if it was like in like a pool, like somebody's backyard? That'd be great. Like a rooftop pool at a hotel.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But yeah, so this whole scene though, I mean, just to see the destruction, it somehow hits more because I think they just have a lot of people in these
Oh
shots of the
yeah.
buildings going. And they even have like a news crew on the roof of a building. And
That was
I
cool.
first of all, what are they doing up there?
They have to
Get
cap.
out.
No, they need the
Bro, just get out of here. This is like
Nah,
it's like
nah.
paparazzi showing up at like Tiger Woods' house or something.
I
Like it's
mean, they also have honor because they are risking their lives to
know, you're right.
record Godzilla, the very first interaction at the city. And I mean, they're probably broadcasting it to, the government so they can actually see what's going on, probably.
Bro, City Hall is destroyed. There ain't no government left.
Well, the hidden government, the secret
Oh, you're right.
government.
The underground bunker. They had the
Exactly.
Illuminati. He broadcasted to the Illuminati and Joe Biden. And so, yeah. So anyway, so they, but of course, Godzilla has to kill these people. Like, he just slashes the building they were in, actually, and they fall down, which is pretty cool. But it's just like, even the flick of his tail does so much damage, and he might not even know it. I think Godzilla's innocent in all this, but that's just me. I think that he had a bad day. He killed a few million people. He had his morning breath. He charged up. He shot it a few times.
He did, but
And then eventually, does he just go back in the water?
yeah,
Is he like, I've had enough?
he shoots his big atomic breath, which
That's right.
so it's different. It's really cool to see it in color. So, but also we saw in black and white. But when I was watching the recap videos, his like scales turn
Blue.
on like it's like along his spine. It's so his scales get bigger and they turn blue. They
Yep.
like are vibrant blue. And then basically he shoots out his morning breath and it goes crazy through the city.
Oh yeah,
And
it's like
then,
anything in its path is done.
it's just like a big explosion onto the city. And this is another plot hole. When the wife sees it and then she pushes her husband into an
Oh, I literally wrote
alleyway.
this down. Bro, I wrote this down. This is bad.
The husband goes into the alleyway, but he gets no damage, but everyone else dies and gets disintegrated from
Okay, also, why didn't she just go in the alley with him?
it.
Like, bro, I mean, you had enough room. It wasn't like it was just a one person alley.
I don't know.
Like, why don't you just both run it? Why were they staring at it, first of all?
I
Like, you saw him charge up his beam. Don't stay there. But yeah, so she rip and rest. I mean, she had
Rip and
honor.
rest, rip
She
and
had
rest.
honor. That's what it's called,
He did
Alex.
have
You
honor.
wouldn't understand. It's called honor. Anyway, so that wraps up that action scene. So we are going to also wrap up this action scene, aka this segment of the pod, and we will be right back with more Godzilla Minus One. All right. We are back, Godzilla Minus One. So after all of the previous actions, we have one more action scene for you. So basically, the plot now is, now that, Koichi thinks his wife is dead and Godzilla killed his wife, now he's got a little bit of a dog in the fight, if you catch my drift. Like, he's really wanting to get back after Godzilla. He also has this kid that he's been raising, of course, on the side. So that's been something. It's kind of in there. I mean, I like it because it's kind of awkward though, because he's like, the kid comes up to him and she's like, Daddy. And
Dad,
he's
and
like,
he's like
don't call me father. He's like, say my name, Koichi, not dad. I'm like, bro, take it easy, bro. Like, you literally stole this baby from a woman in the street. I think you have to call her daughter. But anyway,
Well, he didn't steal her.
listen, I remember it a little
The
differently than you.
baby just came into his life.
I think the baby leapt into his arms. I think that's what happened. But anyway, yeah, this baby. Yeah, so he's been having some family problems at home. So he may want to just go out there kamikaze and just see what happens. But anyway, so hit the science guy, Bill Nye of Japan, right? He's out there and he's like, guys, listen, I know how to kill Godzilla. None of our bombs work. None of our guns work. But what if we drown him? And everyone's like, bro, are you stupid? He's literally a big whale. And everyone's like, what are you doing? He's like, no, the pressure, if we bring him down, if we sink him. So if you sink him and bring him down to the depths of the ocean, that
We'll
should
crush
kill
him.
him. The crush, yeah, basically crush him. They're going to ocean gate him, basically.
What did they use to bring him down? Was it like rockets or?
Yeah, they used some type of like World War II machinery, I think. So they basically had to
Okay.
strap. He had to get into something like a net or something, and then it propelled downward. Oh,
Oh,
no. The
okay.
net was at the bottom of the ocean. I forget how they got him down. But so they had
Yeah.
two plans. So one was to drown him, the other was to bring him back up, and that pressure would also kill him. So it was kind of like a two thing. So, and
Yeah.
then there's no plan C. Like, if that didn't work, they're screwed. So They
Right.
had like a net at the bottom of the ocean. They were going to like pull him up with the rockets. So they're planning all this. Now, Koichi's role in all of this, he was actually getting his own little fighter plane ready. So he has it. Basically, he found the mechanic from the beginning of the movie that gave him a little crap for not being honorable. Well, he wanted to restore his honor. So he wanted to basically just be a kamikaze pilot again. Koichi's like, listen, I know I messed up.
I can do it this time.
That guy back there, that wasn't me.
You're
He's
not
like,
that
I'm a nice guy. Give me a chance. And so the mechanic like doesn't want to do it at first, but eventually he comes around and he helps Koichi fix his plane. So now it's game day. It's college game day in, well, I don't even know where they are. And they're in the middle of the ocean. They lure Godzilla with its own sound. So they take a recording of Godzilla's roar and they put it
Oh
in the ocean. And
yeah, I
that's how they draw
remember.
Godzilla in. Yeah. So it's kind of a cool little thing. So Godzilla's like, oh, is there a female Godzilla that I can get some poon from? You know what I'm
Get
saying? Like
some action.
yeah, where's the action? That's in the Snyder cut of this movie. Is the
That's the
it's
after
the
credits.
right after credits, X-rated Godzilla. Godzilla X Kong in a whole different way. But anyway, so they lure Godzilla in. Now they've got a whole bunch of boats out in the ocean, right? They've got like basically the whole Japanese army's out there because this is a threat beyond America or anybody else in their sights. This is like a global threat, but it's on the shores of Japan. So they're all out there and they do eventually lure Godzilla in. Now, I think if I recall, I think he takes a few boats out first. So he's just gnarling and gnashing these boats, but eventually they do tie something around him. I don't remember the details, it's a little hazy, but they do eventually get the apparatus around him to drown him, right? So they start pulling him under, and I think he does become lifeless at one point. But Godzilla, he's kind of like Wolverine. He's got these regenerative powers. So if you hit him with anything, I mean, he's just going to reheal. So when he's at the bottom, everyone thinks they beat him, by the way. Everyone's cheering, they're high-fiving. Well, when he's at the bottom of the ocean, well, guess what? He ain't dead. So now they got to do plan B. He starts moving around a little bit. They're like, oh, shoot, bro, hit the net, bro. Hit the net. We got to get this guy up here. We got to get him to the party. So then they release the net. So the net brings him up to the surface. Now, I'm no scientist, but if this doesn't work, you just brought Godzilla back
Back to
up
life,
to you.
yeah.
You brought him back to life and you brought him to where you currently are. Not the best idea, can I be honest? But I couldn't think of anything better. So he comes up, and again, they still think he's dead because he's kind of lifeless for a few moments, right? Everybody's
Exactly.
cheering again, everybody's crying, everybody's like kissing each other. I don't know what's going on. And but then all of a sudden,
He wakes
guess
up.
what? He wakes up. Everyone's like, oh shit, we gotta go. They're like, where's Kong? We gotta get Kong in here. No, they don't say that. But they're
You're
just like, what? Like, we don't know what to do. So eventually, here comes Koichi, right? So he's kind of flying in. And we're like, bro, what's Koichi gonna do? Is he literally going to sabotage himself, leave his daughter behind, who he doesn't even claim?
his so quote unquote daughter. Yep.
Daughter, aka street baby.
Street baby.
So he's gonna leave his street babies at home with the babysitter. And he's literally going to risk his life to save mankind. So, and I don't know if you remember this part where he flies in. So he's on this plane. It's basically just him versus Godzilla at this
And
point.
there's bombs in the plane, if I remember
There's
correctly.
bombs in the plane. So the goal is to fly right into the belly of the beast and blow him up, right? So what he does is he flies so close to Godzilla and it's very emotional. The music is swelling. Everybody is freaking in tears. They're like, I can't believe Koichi is doing this because they know it's going to work, right? They know it's a big bomb. And if you blow him off from the inside, he's just going to blow up everywhere. So they know it's going to work, but it's still sad because, right, he had a camaraderie with these men that he served on the boat with. And he's basically doing this for his country, but also himself too, because he's tackling his inner demon basically from the earlier part of the movie and the whole movie basically. So he's flying his plane. And Godzilla's like, rawr, he's charging up his beam, right? It's almost there, right? His morning breath's almost there, but he's like, rawr, his mouth is wide open. And Koichi, we think, drives the plane right into Godzilla's mouth,
exactly.
Therefore blowing Godzilla up. Huge explosion, big roar, big energy beam. I mean, just the whole nine yards just boom, blows up, right? Chunks everywhere. Godzilla chunks everywhere, all in the boats. And we're all like crying in the audience. We're like, bro, Koichi's dead. We can't believe this. But then somebody up in the sky, somebody's like, bro, look in the sky. And literally it's Koichi in an ejector seat. So he still was a kamikaze pilot, but he had no honor because he did not kill himself. That's the moral of the story that they wanted to hit home.
After all that work, after all
no honor,
all the sacrifice he made for his quote unquote daughter, no honor at all.
Right. No honor. So yeah, he's alive. He lived. But no, all in all, I mean, this final scene, it was more, so it was very, it felt grounded for some reason. So it felt grounded in reality. And when I say that, it's like, okay, they didn't invent like this big super laser. They literally used science, and they used logic that actually exists in real life. Like, cause that happens to scuba divers. That's why we have to have equipment, obviously, because the pressure would kill us. So the thinking is that it would also kill Godzilla, which is a genius idea. And it's pretty cool, the execution of it, because it really is like, okay, are they going to kill him? But also, they had to have the big explosion. They had to give you Godzilla's morning breath again. So they, you know, they couldn't kill him like that. They couldn't kill him the smart way. They had to go out with the action way.
Exactly.
Which,
exactly.
On this pod, you get extra points for. That's all I'm going to say.
You do, you do. It so, creates a lot of suspense. It, you know.
It did. Like, the whole scene, yeah.
Why would they mention Plan B if they were actually not going to use Plan B?
Right. Right. Like, that's like, well, also, technically, Plan C was the real thing.
Yeah, yeah, Plan C.
Which they didn't really account for. Right. The whole point, the whole thing of this is, like, we didn't really know what Koichi was going to do with the plane. I mean, people, I didn't know, at least. I didn't know it. I didn't put two and two together.
I mean, I pretty much knew he was going to eventually have to fly into Godzilla.
Oh. Actually, I don't know what I thought. I thought maybe he was just going to... No, I thought he was just going to get like a bird's eye view, like a overhead shot of Godzilla.
You thought he was just going to be chilling in the sky while everyone else is risking their lives in the water?
I thought he's like Bing chilling. He has no honor. No, if you don't have honor, you're just Bing chilling.
Wow.
He's just taking pictures from his plane from above. Like, his whole platoon getting like murdered by a big beam.
Nah, I think, you know, after, because he lost his wife, so he has his plan has to work, or else he'll have no honor.
Also, that did make sense, because it's like, he was gonna kill himself, and he was like, kept looking at a picture of his daughter.
True.
And I'm like, what are you, why would you kill yourself if you have a street baby at home calling your name? You know? So it's like, I don't know, it's whatever. But it was a very emotional thing. Like, even out, my jaw was on the floor. Like, flies were flying into my mouth. It was that intense. It was an emotional scene. And then it turns out the whole reason he got the mechanic from the beginning is to install an ejector seat, which kamikaze planes do not have. So, you know, it was just all around a great finale. And then at the very, very end, it turns out that Godzilla, spoiler alert, alive. Is still alive. So we may be getting Godzilla minus two, the next installment to this franchise. But yeah, overall, I mean, the action scenes in this movie were just top notch, just because they really showed the human level of it. So in most like disaster movies and Godzilla movies and King Kong movies, we don't really identify with the humans. So to us, it just kind of seems like lifeless little people running around and stuff. That's, like NPCs, to be frank.
You're right, right. Exactly.
They're all NPCs. But this movie somehow felt like you actually cared about the main characters, and therefore it was that much more emotional. Like, let's say when the wife died, right? That's a huge moment, and you actually did care for her. So it's kind of like, you know, they actually made us care about these people when other Godzilla movies haven't. And that's, I think, the biggest plus to this. Also, Godzilla looks freaking cool, and he looks freaking scary. Like, when they're underwater, especially seeing it in black and white, it's like so creepy when he's underwater too. And when they try to drown him, I mean, just the crazy, crazy effects on it. But yeah, so that's the final action scene. Overall action scenes, just amazing, like we've already said. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part had to be the city part. I think
Yeah.
it was just because there's total chaos, so much going on. You know, civilization finally meets Godzilla and
Yep.
they can see. Well, they didn't know about Godzilla besides the government. And so, you know, this is like something you see or something more imaginary where it's actually coming into real life. Like a real life monster is, you know, destroying your city. And, you know, you're kind of just in shock. What are you supposed to do? Like, are you
You're
supposed
supposed
to.
to stand and stare and then push your husband in an alley.
Are you supposed to run away? Are you supposed to fight back? You know, are you supposed to save your friends or just leave them? It really just like ties everything together. It's you know, it's something unexpected and something you don't want to ever experience in life. And you know, you really feel a lot of the fear and the panic and you
Oh,
know
yeah, good point.
all the emotions going through everybody's mind. And like, you know, you have your family, especially the wifey. She's like, my husband. But then the husband somehow finds his wife.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, what are the odds of that in like a big urban area? And she happens to not only survive a big fall from a train into water, but then also find her husband. Like, that's pretty, with no cell phones, with no find my friend. Like, how are they doing this?
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, oh, you know why? Because they're so in love, they know where each other are. They
That's right.
know their every single whereabouts of where their true love is.
They're in sync. The time of the
They
month is in sync.
are in sync. So, yeah. So that the whole city, you know, collapsing, which is really cool vividly, like, you know, visually, you could see how crazy Godzilla is. You get to see how thick Godzilla is and
Ugh.
how funny he kind of looks too.
But also like
Yeah.
menacing in the same time.
Exactly,
Like,
exactly. You know, Godzilla is like three to five times bigger than these like regular buildings. And so just imagine like someone 1,000 times bigger than you. That's kind of what
right.
Godzilla
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Like,
Yeah.
just the whole scene. That's also my favorite scene too, spoiler alert. I mean, it's just like, you know, it
So
has
good.
everything you want in a
Yeah.
Godzilla movie. Like the carnage, you got the atomic breath, you got the scales like popping up, you got the fear, you got the crying, you know, everything just hits. It'd be hitting different.
Be hitting different.
So was there anything that didn't pass the vibe check for you besides the whole, oh, let me push my husband in and then not join him?
No, not really. I think the movie was just so good. It
Yeah.
was. And even Rotten Tomatoes was like 98%.
Dang.
So I was like, shoot.
I know, it's like, how can we
Yeah.
go against Rotten Tomatoes?
There's really nothing wrong against this movie or something that was silly that was funny to point out. Yeah. No, nothing doesn't pass a vibe check. All the vibes were checked on this movie.
Oh, for sure. And can you believe a Godzilla movie got freaking 98% on Rotten Tomatoes? Usually they're sitting at around the rotten 45%. Like, these are not good, but I
Yeah.
mean, when you get a good plot, good characters, good production, good cinema. Even the cinematography is really good. I mean, we didn't even talk about that. In the music, I mean, they literally used the same theme song from the first Godzilla movie. Did you know that? It's the
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
burr, 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 burr. It's that like those trumpets. It's really cool how they incorporated that to the new one. And yeah, it's just all around, like, you can tell a lot of love and care was put into this. So yeah, no, does not pass the vibe check. You know what doesn't pass the vibe check? I wish it was longer because I
Yeah.
love the movie so much. I wish it was like an hour longer. We need a Snyder cut of Godzilla Minus One.
Minus two. Hopefully
Minus two.
minus two is even longer.
Oh, I know. Longer and uncut, just like Godzilla's penis. So okay. Anyway, hard transition. So rating system. So I don't think this is going to be a surprise to anybody, but we have a rating system today. The rating system is going to be out of C bombs. So whatever they were trying to, actually, let's go street baby.
Street
Let's
Baby.
go out of
Ooh.
five Street Babies. Where do you think Godzilla Minus One ranks for you?
My ranking is no brainer, no hesitation. You know, I am a nice 5 out of 5
Oh,
action movie.
yeah. Oh,
There's
yeah.
no hesitation on if this action doesn't live up to the standards of an action movie. Yeah, there's a very good storyline. There's, you know, a plot to, you know, Godzilla's whereabouts and, you know, how Godzilla eventually comes into to real life and, you know, some character development. I mean, there's only like one main character. So, you know, that's really the only character development going on. Yeah, because everyone else is like a supporting role and they kind of just, you know,
Sure, yeah.
have their own storyline if they do have a long storyline. But besides that, they kind of just still carry out their own role. But, you know, character development, he went from a no honor man to a honorable family man.
Debatable, but yeah.
Well, and I guess Godzilla, I mean, Godzilla doesn't really have a development, you know, he's just he's very good. I mean, you can't have Godzilla not wreaking havoc to civilization. So, you know, he 5 out of 5 checked that box off. And you know, it was really good. You get to see the classic morning's breath or atomic breath, that signature of Godzilla. You get his screeching sounds. What else? You get all the cool visuals as well. You get to see him evolve. You get to see, you know, like explosions. You know, the whole movie is a big action-packed movie that, you know, it will keep you very entertained. Especially even though if you watch the black and white version versus the colored version,
Hey, can't say colored, can't say colored.
the rainbow version.
That's right, that's right.
Definitely I do want to watch the rainbow version.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, it's in Japanese, and so you have to read the subtitles, and so you got to be zoned in on this movie. And if you
It's easy
really
to do though.
it's very easy, so you know, very entertaining. You know, you'll enjoy it. And I think, you know, everyone can enjoy it. It's not really set to a specific audience, you know. It's not t it doesn't steer towards females or males, you know. You know, my girlfriend Megan, she watched it with me, and she genuinely enjoyed it. So
Oh yeah.
yeah, it's really made for everyone. Well, I guess not for little kids, but you know, mature audiences that, you know, are able to watch movies. It's, you know, it's for everyone. So I say 5 out of 5 everything.
Wow. Well, I also agree. This is a 5 out of 5 Street Baby banger. What else can be said of, I think we've pretty much beaten the dead horse to at this point, but I mean Godzilla Minus One just has everything you want in a Godzilla movie and nothing you don't. I mean, and plus it has more than that. So like we've said before, the music, the cinematography, the action, and most especially the effects are fantastic. And you know, maybe it's because we watched the black and white version, and maybe that covered some things up that the color version may have picked up and some, you know, kind of bad CGI. But overall, I mean, it was definitely a believable creature. And Godzilla was the most ruthless and menacing that I've ever seen him before, to be honest with you. So, like, you know, and there's nothing bad about Godzilla versus Kong either. You know, it's like they can both exist and still be great movies. Like, as far as action is concerned, like Godzilla versus Kong is one of my favorite movies ever because it's just so, it's so dumb. The characters suck. Besides Godzilla and Kong, you know, I think I remember like a deaf girl or something, and it was kind of weird. But you know, it's not about that for those kind of movies, right? But for this Godzilla movie, it is about the character, it is about the plot, and they really took time to flesh that out. And you know, ultimately, that made it a better experience for this particular movie. Now, you don't have to have that for the American ones. We're dumb over here. We don't need all the character and plot. Just give us big, giant creatures fighting each other. That's all we want.
Exactly.
So they can both exist. That's, but I appreciate the merits of both. And since we're talking about Godzilla Minus One, I mean, it's just like, Nothing else can be said. I mean, it's just a 5 out of 5 banger at this point. So definitely going to be rewatching that soon. And we have one more segment before we go. We have the
Masons.
fun fact segment. So, as I was thinking of our rating system, Street Babies and stuff like that, I got thinking of babies while you were talking, and I was thinking, if you
Okay.
had, let's say you had a baby, right?
Right.
Someone gave you a baby. How about this? Someone gave you a baby on the street.
Okay.
Now you take off the little blanket
Okay.
and you either find two things. I'm going to give you options. Okay. You either find a baby that has wings
Wings.
or a baby that has gills and fins. So basically, would you rather your baby only be able to fly, not walk, but fly, so it can only stay in the sky on a leash or something? Or would you only have a baby that stays in water and it can't come out of the water?
I think I would need, well,
So you can go a lot of different ways with this. That's why it's a good fun fact.
Well, I would love my kid regardless of what they are.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, it all depends.
If I'm going into to see how much more fun I would have my baby than the flying baby.
Oh, good one. Good one. Okay. Interesting.
I think flying is much more thrilling than swimming. So
Well, you got to remember, like, if you ever let go of the leash, that baby's gone.
yeah, I know that.
Okay. So it's like a bird, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bird will stay with me 24/7, which is
Okay.
okay.
That's kind of weird, though. So it's like on the ceiling with your $100
Well,
bill. It's just hanging up there. It's just watching you sleep. Is that
if
it?
your baby is swimming, doesn't the swimming baby have to be on a leash too?
No. It could be the bathtub. It could be the bathtub, bro. I'm not gonna live in water. But air is all around you.
if my baby can fly, can my baby also fly back down to ground
I'm gonna say
and
no.
hover? What
No.
about
I'm gonna say no. But
you're
my
taking
baby.
hover ability away from a baby?
Because he doesn't know how to hover yet. You got to teach him.
So is your baby gonna float?
No. He just sinks. He's like Godzilla.
He's just sinking the whole
He's just sinking. So he's just like laying on the bottom of the kitchen sink. It's like, I mean, he could do dishes with me. I could put him in the bathtub. I can bring him to the pool.
Okay.
But see, I don't have to supervise him in the pool because I know where he is at the bottom of the pool.
What
You gotta watch yours because it might fly away. If
if you
you
go play at the ocean? You go to Myrtle Beach.
if I'm going to Myrtle Beach, I'm killing that baby. I'm letting him live his life. No, honestly, I mean, if I don't know if I, he might make some fish friends or something.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, so I'm going fish baby, you're going bird baby.
I'm Bird Baby.
All right, got it. You're here first. Alex's bird baby. All right, that's our nickname for the next episode. What
Bird
a
Baby.
bird baby and fish baby. What a terrible way to end this episode. I feel like we were on such a hot streak, and then the fun fact has to come in and ruin it. It's like every time, bro, we don't have good questions. Is what happens when you let me just do whatever.
It's your
I
responsibility.
never think of them. It's always it's at the bottom of the notes, and I never look at it. Anyway, all right, that wraps up this episode of Godzilla Minus One. Thank you for listening. This is our March episode, so this should be dropping the middle of the month, just to give you guys some content for free, by the way. Can we just be honest here? You guys should be thanking us for this. But anyway, we appreciate your support. Go follow the Instagram page if you don't already. Go hit the subscribe button on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get the podcast. Turn on the reminders because we post at weird times. Now we're starting to be consistent with the middle of the month being our kind of go-to right now. But let's say there's a big release at the end of the month, and we want to put it out then fresh, we may do that. So just be on the lookout for our episodes. We do post the thumbnail on Instagram. So follow us there. And you know what? Be safe, guys. Catch you guys on the flippity flip and eat some Himalayan popcorn in honor of my boy Alex.
Yep. Go get your car repaired at Nova Collision Center and off of Lee Highway if you're in Northern Virginia. And yep.
Don't post on Poshmark.
Don't post on Poshmark. Use my referral link for Wealthfront.
All right, right? We have to go. We have to go. It's getting staticky. I think Zoom premium is running out.
Yep. I will catch you guys on the next one.